Let's get a name, not for TM purposes, just to refer to something. It's a workout regimen. It's at the top of every hour. But it's a different kind of workout. We all have our reasons to not go to the gym. I don't know how many people here go to the gym, how many have a gym membership, how many have a gym membership and don't go, and how many are dedicated with a minimum 3 days a week workout regimen. But this is different. This is the top of every hour, taking a minute and dropping and doing 10 push-ups. For the duration of your 16 waking hours, maybe do half, 8 sets, or do 10. Top of every hour, you get down, you do 10 push-ups. You can do anything. Anything you aim for, you can do. You can do a stretch. You can shoot for the bridge or the dragon squat. If you have access to a pull-up bar or any beam that can allow you to do some pull-ups, muscle-ups, you can pick a day where you do that. And the intent is to do something at the top of every hour of every day, but dedicate Monday for push-ups and Tuesday for a dragon squat and Wednesday for some stretch, a sissy squat, anything. You can pick and choose from items we have, ladders on our health side of this pyramid, and go for it. But this sort of eliminates the need for a gym membership, first and foremost, but also the dedication of a chunk of time in your day supported to this, as opposed to it breaking it down where it doesn't really feel like, oh, I took 30 minutes off to do something. It's integrated within. You take a break from a task, and it's an in-between. It's the pickled ginger between different rolls of sushi, a palate cleanser, a break even. And how do you tie it to the bottom of every hour? Take 1 minute, close your eyes, close everything, everything, internally, and just breathe. 1 minute, bottom of every hour. So you combine this connection versus health routines. Together, they do wonders. Even if you do one of each, it'll do wonders. Take 2 minutes from every hour. It doesn't necessarily and isn't meant to completely eliminate a routine that you have, whether on the meditative side, that is 30 minutes to an hour to 4 hours, or on the working out or exercising side of things. But it's meant to supplement those habits that you hopefully already have been disciplined with. The beauty of top of every hour, if a bunch of us are sticking to this schedule, you almost feel more motivated. You're more ashamed not to do it because you have a group of people that are all at that same time getting up to struggle with you, and they push you and you push them. And even if you're doing a different exercise, the struggle is still real. To get up and actually do it at the top of every hour is still real. Same thing on the connection side. If we know that all of us at the bottom of every hour are taking a minute to quiet down, it's nice to know that. It's nice to know that X, Y, and Z, and he and she, and they and Z are all closing their eyes, quieting down, dissolving for a minute. Perhaps we can add another minute and it becomes 3 minutes post-health of signing off, pledging, committing to whatever it is that you need to do as this new hour comes and dawns. Maybe it's a continuation of an existing task that you've just taken a break from. And even if it's that, take a minute to understand what it is you're doing, go back to it, and committing another 30 minutes to it, another hour to it, whatever it may be. If it's a new task, take a look at it. Okay, this is what I'm meant to be doing for this hour, and I'm gonna can dedicate my time to it, commit to it. And I'm going to commit to it. Simple as that. You'll find yourself enjoying the chore more. And that is the minute dedicated to your wealth. So 12:59 hits. We just stop, close our eyes, if possible, of course. Don't do it if you're skydiving or driving. Take a minute, close your eyes, breathe. 1 p.m. on a Monday, dropping down, you're doing 10 push-ups at the right difficulty level. Maybe your knees are on the ground. Maybe a leg is off the ground. Maybe your hands are placed wider apart, closer together, further down towards your hips, where you're rebalancing yourself and getting closer and closer to both your shoulders and your neck and your head and your knees and your legs and your feet are all off the ground. Do whatever you can. 1 p.m. for a minute. 101, you get up, recognize what is next, what it is you need to do. Take a moment to think about it, hone in on it. 102, you go for it.